Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. The Drive is live. You see and you hear Clint Sterner. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. What's good, fellas, ladies as well. Those of you on the text line and Melissa. We appreciate you joining us.
What up, Mel?
Mel, the 12th female listener on The Drive.
Many, spent all that night.
That was not me, Melissa. I have not combined Hot Tua with you.
I wasn't saying
Tyler,
anything disparaging with
Tyler,
The Drive.
I have pushed it to the boundaries. That's jumping over it, Tyler. You're combining.
That's not jumping over. That was just a representation of the ladies that are in The Drive family.
I just like to give you a little hell, Melissa. I'm not trying to get you hot to it. That ain't
wow.
Me. That ain't me.
You're reading too much into it. It was nothing.
Well, I tell you what, y'all, that's the wrong one. I ain't want to be playing with
you're right.
Here.
I know.
Y'all said she's got some muscles, huh?
I've got to put the shovel down. I continue to dig. I got a little shovel.
Yeah,
Tyler's got a real great big.
Yeah, I mean, there's ding-a-ling in there. There's some attitude there. There's a lack of give a rip. I can tell.
Oh, man, this U.S. Open, man, look at this rough. I can't even see his shoes.
Mm, yeah,
it's just in here. It's in here crazy.
It looks like when Tyler plays typically.
Like you would know, scary.
Like any of us would know. None of you all play. We don't know. Damn it! All right, I do want to open up the news of the day. I was riding around. Dropping the kids off at camp, and I was listening to Payne and Pendergast, and they came through with breaking news, Houston Texans news, and Sean Pendergast. And I like when he does that. He really sets you up. Sean said, there's some Texans news, and it ain't good news, and you got to be really prepared for it. So he comes through, and he said Texans veteran safety Jimmy Ward arrested for felony and domestic violence charges in Montgomery County. That was the latest report, and the latest we're hearing. This is coming from KPRC2 with the latest report saying Houston Texans veteran safety Jimmy Ward was arrested and charged with felony assault and family violence charges stemming from an altercation at his home in Magnolia, according to law enforcement officials. The 33-year-old NFL star was arrested roughly at 5:30 a.m., and he remains in jail without bail at this time. Going on to say from law enforcement, Ward was transported to Montgomery County Sheriff's Office jail and booked on charges of assault and family violence, impending breath and circulation, a third-degree felony under Texas law. Deputy said that the victim alleged she had been assaulted, strangled, and threatened by her fiancé, and the fiancé is identified as Jimmy Ward. So that just came out here recently. Fellas, that is the absolute latest on the Jimmy Ward situation, and I would just say, Clint, his standing on the team, first off, if this is truth at all, shame on him. Some people have their things. That one's a real one. Guys putting their hands on women, that's a real tough one for me, Clint. But I think from a football perspective, his standing on the team and everywhere, this seems like something. If it at all true, he's likely not to survive.
It's going to be difficult for Jimmy Ward to remain a Texan for sure. Maybe in the league, but a Texan for sure. If this plays out to be true, and he was the aggressor, and all the details are legit. I mean, it's going to be tough.
That's the latest that we're hearing. I know Tyler and Cheryl and all of us will be on it if we hear anything, any other news that is coming up on the Jimmy Ward situation. All right, fellas, last night, congratulations to Ryan Gusto. Got him 6 innings in, baby. Maybe his best start. 6 innings, 7 Ks, 2 earned, 1 one strikeout.
Big time, man.
Hey, I said it yesterday. I said he needs a good start.
Won and, me some money too.
Did he? Yeah, 6 innings, the most that he's ever gone.
4.5 strikeouts. He blew through those, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was feeling it. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know how I felt about that. Hey, by the way, 5-1 last night, huh?
4-for-5.
Oh, 4-for-5.
Yeah,
I thought you went for 6.
I did, but one of them was a push.
Oh, one
because the
okay.
Damn Yankee turds couldn't do it for me. But yeah, 4-for-5. Huge, huge night for me.
Told you, stay away from them. No, big night for him. Had to have a comeback. Needed a night in green, and he got it. That man said, I'm back. He's back. We'll see.
Can't believe you didn't bet Pena, man. It's the hottest train in Houston.
Yeah. Was it offered?
What are we doing?
It was offered, but with those player props, man, they're so... I very rarely will bet the same exact player prop like 2 straight MLB nights.
We need to start betting Pena every night until he lets us down.
You got Altuve in there, didn't you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I hit on Altuve, 1.5 bases. I hit on Caratini with a hit. I hit on Yiner over 1.5 bases. It was a very profitable Wednesday night for your boy.
By the way, you think this just popped in my mind. What do you got? Hit 2,300 yesterday?
Yes.
Is that what that was?
Yes. Only the second active baseball player with 2,300 hits.
You think he gets to 3,000?
It's going to be close, man. It is going to come down to the buzzer for Altuve's career.
Will he play long enough to get to 3,000?
How many he's getting a year? How many does he get a year?
Oh, man. I don't know, but
I don't think that used to, like 200 a year used to be like great. Is a great season. So
I was just talking to someone about this like a week or two ago. I think it's literally going to come down to like his final career season.
Well, if he pulled
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, if he just wants to keep going. Because, I mean, he's 35. How much longer do you think Altuve? Hell, they're moving him out of second base.
He's going to need 4 more years at least to get there, right?
At least.
Start DH'ing him a bit.
Last year he had 185 hits, 112 the year before. He had some injuries. He hasn't had 200 hits since 2017.
So he needs a good 4 seasons. But he's gonna get another 3/4 of this season, or another half of this season, a little over half.
He's got 68 hits now.
It's obviously going to depend a lot on his health. But if he stays healthy, I think it's really going to come down to the very, very.
Does he have 4 seasons left beyond this one? That's the key.
And 4 seasons,
maybe 3,
what?
But 4 is the number, right?
Yeah, exactly.
His last since 2014. Through 2017, 4 years, he had over 200 hits every year. But then he hasn't had it since. And it 169, 149, 167, 158, 185 in his healthy seasons. So we'll see. That's one I was hoping he would potentially break here. But if it depends how long he wants to play.
3,000 seasons.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. Or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like a good target.
Yeah, 40 years old. Can you see? What position is Altuve playing at 40?
Second base.
He looked good last night at second. He can go.
Oh, by the end they'll have him taught how to play center field. I mean, by the end he'll have them outfield spots figured out, man.
Catching.
Maybe he'll do the reverse Biggio and end up catching.
Maybe doing some catching. There you go. Hey, shout out to old Christian Walker, man.
Woo!
Had to have him, man.
Strong.
Hey, three big hits. Hey, that home run he hit. that was a no doubter. Sometimes,
no question.
Sometimes, I don't know, I forgot, somebody hit a home run yesterday. Or 2 days ago for the White Sox, they said it would only have gone out of four ballparks. Not that one.
Luis Robert?
Yeah, not that one.
The tracks, baby.
I mean, that was Albert Pujols.
That's one reason why, like, I need Christian Walker to get hot and stay hot. Like, he just looks, I mean, it is a tremendous look when he hits a bomb like that and stands there and watches. I just greatly appreciate the get down, man. I need to see more of it.
My favorite, the double in the gap too was nice too. My favorite was the check swing that he got to, the check swing single that he got over the head of the first baseman. The anger in his eye, the anger and the little laugh he did, because you know, it's been rough, but he has had a lot of hard hit outs this season, right? He looked like he was sitting there thinking at first base, and that trash fell in. That's the look on his face, and that ish fell in. he looked hot over there. I could get some of these, but no, man, if he can get hot, yeah, give him a couple of that home run trot, that stand, that no doubt look he's got going.
Start seeing that confidence just all over him. Yeah, man.
The only thing that concerns me is, man, my man, he'll have a moment like this. And then next thing you know, you look up there and he's flirting with that Mendoza line again. He's sitting there.
That's a thing of the past, man.
I did hear Dana say, hey, this is a guy that we know June, July, and August is when he turns on. That's just what he is.
Dana ain't the kind of player he is. Dana ain't no stranger to trying to talk his first baseman into producing a bit.
That is the same thing. That's the same thing they said about Jose Abreu.
Remember
the guy who covered the White Sox in Chicago texted me and said, he's a June, July, August guy. He's a June, July, and August guy. Let it come around now. Let him come on around now.
Force is strong, man. Big hump day.
I was about to say, why are you playing Star Wars?
That's Christian Skywalker.
God, I did hear Blum say that.
Oh, it's a tremendous nickname, and it works well. It's awesome.
I disagree.
Well, that's because you do not appreciate the greatness that is Star Wars.
That is a great point. What's this little smart ass guy for me? You're right. Tyler's your dead ass right.
It's a good one, especially for when he goes deep and he's hitting it. Skywalker hitting it in the sky. It's a good one there, but it is an easy one.
I guess.
I'm agreeing with your ass.
But I think you're missing it.
I know the Skywalker part is coming from that stupid movie, but I'm just saying.
It's not a stupid movie. I mean, it's one of the most successful franchises in cinema history.
Sorry, George Lucas, but it is, for me, a stupid movie.
He sold it. It's fine.
You can roll it all. The Skywalker. That's what
I like it.
Skywalker, all of it. I wish I heard Blum's call, because Blum had a rhyme with it. He didn't just say Skywalker. He said something else with it. I missed it.
What was it?
I was on the treadmill. I almost had one of the moments where I slid off that treadmill.
And I hate treadmills. Myself.
This one I was on, just the emergency stop would come on after 20 minutes.
Hold on, Toad.
And it would just stop on me. And I'm going.
I believe I'd get off that one. I'd find me a new cardio machine. That can hurt you.
You got
a bad knee anyway.
It said press go to restart. I did it. I got back on. It did it to me again.
Might be time to retire that machine.
I'd stop over at 20. I think I'd take it as a sign. Damn, somebody wants me to get off this.
I went
treadmill.
Over there and told him. I said, man, y'all might go check that first treadmill over there, man. I took my ass out. Coming up.
Did you wipe it down when you got done?
Hell yeah, I did.
That's because you're a good person.
I've
worked out twice in the building this week. I ain't wiped.
Yeah, I watched you. I watched you the other day.
You didn't see sweat one.
No, I saw sweat.
No, you didn't. That is a lie. That is a bold faced lie.
It is not.
That is a bold faced lie.
Coming up next,
some folks don't have manners.
Nick Caserio,
Mama Sterner, you need to teach this man.
I didn't know he could lie that good.
This is the most lie that will. This is the most that we have heard about Christian Harris.
He just correct my English.
That's good.
Yes. All right, y'all.